I'm already up on the ladder when you step over, one hand wrapped around the rail, the other resting on the edge of the gutter. I always pause here for a second, not because I'm nervous, but because this is where people usually rush. I can feel the weight of wet leaves packed down inside, heavier than they look, and I can hear that dull, dead sound they make when I press them with my fingers. That sound tells me water hasn't been moving the way it should. Before I scoop anything out, I look along the roofline and down the run of the gutter, just letting my eyes follow the path the water is supposed to take. You might be thinking this is just about clearing out junk, but it's really about restoring flow. Once you understand that, the whole job slows down in a good way. I'll walk you through what I'm feeling, what I'm listening for, and how I know when a gutter is actually doing its job again. You can do this. I'll stay right here with you. Cleaning and maintaining gutters sounds simple until you really understand what gutters are responsible for. They're not just there to catch water and dump it somewhere else. They control where water goes around your home, and more importantly, where it doesn't go. Every gallon of rain that comes off your roof is either guided safely away or allowed to cause damage. There's no neutral outcome. What this task actually accomplishes is protecting the structure of your house from slow, quiet problems. When gutters are clear and properly sloped, water moves smoothly from the roof edge into the gutter, through the downspout, and away from the foundation. When they're clogged or neglected, water spills over the sides, backs up under shingles, soaks fascia boards, stains siding, and pools near the foundation. None of that happens all at once, which is why people underestimate it. Most people get this task wrong because they think it's about appearance. They see leaves sticking out and assume once the top looks clean, the job is done. What they miss is what's packed underneath. Wet leaves compress into a dense mat that holds water like a sponge. Over time, that weight pulls gutters out of alignment, loosens fasteners, and creates low spots where water just sits. That standing water is where mosquitoes breed, where metal corrodes, and where ice forms in colder weather. Failure usually starts with ignoring how water behaves. Water always follows gravity, but it also follows the path of least resistance. If the gutter is clogged, water doesn't stop. It finds another way. That might be over the edge, behind the gutter, or straight down the wall. I've seen rot behind perfectly painted fascia boards because water was sneaking back where no one could see it. I've seen basement leaks that were blamed on cracks in the foundation when the real cause was a downspout dumping water right at the corner of the house. Success looks different than people expect. A successful gutter system doesn't make noise, doesn't overflow, and doesn't draw attention to itself. During a heavy rain, you shouldn't see sheets of water pouring over the edge. You should see steady, controlled flow coming out of the downspout, moving away from the house. After the rain stops, the gutters should drain quickly, not stay full or drip for hours. Before touching any tools, you need to think about the task as restoring a system, not cleaning a container. You're checking whether water can enter easily, move freely, and exit completely. That mindset changes how careful you are, where you focus your attention, and how you judge whether you're finished. When you approach it this way, you're not just reacting to a mess. You're preventing damage that can cost thousands later. This is also where experience comes in. I've made the mistake of treating gutters like an afterthought. Early on, I'd rush through them, clear the obvious debris, and move on. Months later, I'd be back fixing water damage that could have been avoided if I'd slowed down and checked slope, connections, and discharge. That's when I learned that the real work happens in the understanding, not the scooping. Before doing anything, I like to stand back on the ground and look at the whole house. I'm not just grabbing a ladder and going up. I'm checking where the downspouts are, how many runs of gutter there are, and where the ground slopes. This gives me a mental map of how water is supposed to travel once I start clearing things out. The ladder matters more than people realize. You want one that feels solid under your feet, not one that flexes or shifts when you climb. When I set it, I make sure it's on stable ground and angled so I'm not leaning or reaching sideways. Reaching is where people lose balance. I always want my belt buckle facing the ladder. That tells me my weight is centered. I usually wear gloves, not because I'm afraid of dirt, but because gutters hide surprises. sharp metal edges, screws, bits of shingle grit, and sometimes even nests. The gloves let me feel what I'm touching without cutting myself. I want flexibility, not bulky gloves that make me clumsy. I keep a small bucket or bag hooked to the ladder or hanging from my arm. This keeps debris from falling everywhere and saves time on cleanup. More importantly, it keeps me from trying to carry too much at once. Overloading your hands while on a ladder changes your balance, and balance is everything up here. For flushing, a garden hose with a spray nozzle is essential. I don't turn it on yet. I just make sure it reaches where I need it to and that the nozzle works smoothly. I want control over the flow. Too much pressure can splash water behind the gutter or force debris into places it shouldn't go. Body position matters. I always keep one hand in contact with the ladder or gutter while working. When I lean slightly forward, I can feel how stable I am. If something feels off, I stop and reset. That's part of being ready. Readiness isn't rushing. It's feeling calm and steady before you start. What ready feels like is quiet confidence. Nothing is wobbling. Tools are within reach. You're not stretching. You're not thinking about what could go wrong because you've already set things up to minimize that. When you reach that point, the work itself becomes smooth instead of stressful. I start by reaching into the gutter and lifting debris out slowly, not yanking, not scraping aggressively. I want to feel what's in there. Dry leaves come out light and loose. Wet debris feels heavy and compact. That weight tells me how long water's been sitting. I place everything into the bucket, keeping my movements controlled. As I move along, I pay attention to resistance. If my hand suddenly stops, I don't force it. That could be a fastener, a seam, or something sharp. I adjust my angle and ease around it. Professionals don't fight the material. They work with it. Once the bulk debris is out, I bring the hose up and start flushing from the end opposite the downspout. I keep the water pressure moderate. I'm listening for changes in sound. When water flows freely, it has a smooth, continuous sound. If it gurgles or backs up, there's still a blockage somewhere. At the downspout, I watch how the water exits. A strong, steady stream tells me things are clear. A weak trickle means there's still debris inside. If needed, I gently tap the downspout or adjust the water flow until it clears. I never jam tools down aggressively. That's how joints get separated. I also watch for leaks along the gutter. Small drips at seams tell me sealant may be failing. I note it mentally. Maintenance isn't just about today's debris. It's about noticing what will need attention later. Common mistakes happen when people rush this part. They assume once water is flowing, they're done. I take an extra moment to look at slope. Water should move toward the downspout naturally, not pool. If I see standing water, I know there's a low spot that may need adjustment in the future. When everything feels right, the gutter looks clean, the water flows smoothly, and there's no unexpected dripping, I pause. I let the system run for a minute. That patience is professional judgment. It's trusting your senses over your impatience. Before climbing down, I take one last look along the run. This is where I remind you that you've just done more than clean a gutter. You've protected your home. You paid attention. You made decisions based on feel, sound, and observation. That's the difference between just doing a task and understanding it. You can do this again, and next time you'll notice even more.